There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to Lauren Williams. L-Dub joins us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. She, of course, writes about our Atlanta Hawks for the AJC and covers the team, does a tremendous job. And Lauren, I want to start with last night, first and foremost. I mean, I know the Celtics were in town, but this is a team that a depleted Hawks team came back from like 30 last year and arguably was their best win, but they just looked overmatched last night in this game against the Celtics. What was your assessment?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing when I think about last season and the Hawks facing a depleted Hawks facing the Celtics was that they still had Bogey, who is a tremendous floor spacer. The way he opens things up for Trae Young, Jalen Johnson, and all of those guys just cannot be understated. And I think last night sort of showed us how much this team is just missing him. Obviously, the Celtics were respecting a guy like Garrison Matthews' shots, but it's just not the same when you have a guy like Bogey, who's a career close to 40% shooter. And so this team just needed more three-point shooting. They don't have that right now. They don't have consistent shooters. And it's just going to keep hurting them until they get some of those guys back.
Lauren, we were spending some time looking at the injury report, and I saw what you tweeted yesterday. This is a new one for us, right knee injury management, and that's about DeAndre Hunter. I know we've gone round and round about him, but, I mean, with all the other guys banged up, we could really use him out. Or when are we going to see DeAndre Hunter back on the floor?
You know, that's the thing. It's just a mystery even to us. As much as we try to get some updates, whether it's from, you know, sources within the organization, from Coach Quinn, no one seems to have the answer as to what exactly is going on with DeAndre Hunter. We saw him warming up at shoot around in DC before that game last Wednesday, but of course he didn't play. So it's really hard to kind of get an assessment of what exactly is ailing him. We know that knee has been kind of a problem for him in the past, and it's clearly a problem right now. But you got to hope that they're going to get him back soon, especially since they're facing a team like the Knicks, which is an even more physical team than the Celtics are. They've got some tough matchups coming up ahead. They have a big West Coast road trip in another couple of weeks. So you got to anticipate that he should be coming back at some point soon. But we have not gotten any sort of update as to what exactly, you know, they're doing to kind of help manage said injury. And I think that's kind of the issue with all of this. Not even that, you know, Hunter is out in general, but we're just not really getting a really good reason or a clear reason as to why.
What do you think, Rishashe? What do you think after 8 games so far?
You know, for a rookie who had, you know, who is getting as much playing time as he is, a number one pick that this team, we had no expectations that they would have had a number one pick. And when they did, we didn't expect the number one pick to be playing as many minutes as he has. I've been pretty impressed. Obviously, the shots have not been falling quite the way Hawks fans want them to fall, but he has such good instincts, and he reads the game at such a high level. He remains poised. We saw him have a little bit of chippiness, but he's not going to take any disrespect. So I think he is just sort of adjusting to the NBA game. I mean, it's a lot faster. We've seen that quote that's been floating around about him having to adjust to the athleticism on, you know, the court now. He obviously has to continue putting some meat on his bones because he is getting kind of manhandled out there by some of those bigger forwards. And so I think once we see all of these other things line up with him getting a little bit bigger, stronger, him having some more time in the NBA, some of those shots that he's taking on the inside, whether it's him cutting baseline, some of those reverse layups, I think those will start to fall, especially as he gets a touch for the NBA game, not just basketball in general. But I've been pretty impressed with him. His decision-making has been sound. He's committed on the defensive end. I mean, obviously, he's playing like a rookie on that sort of that side of the ball. But I think the big thing with a lot of rookies when they come into the league is, are they going to be committed to playing defense? And I've been impressed that he's just shown a sort of dedication to getting better, not just on the offensive side of the ball, but also on the defensive side of the ball.
Hey, did the Falcons blow it by not getting edge rush? We'll talk about it at 5 o'clock. Right now it's Lauren Williams from the Hawks in the AJC breaking it down. Is Trey just happier that it's all his? It's like it's the sandbox and it's all his to play in, because whatever that was with DeJounte Murray, they might have been besties, but it didn't work. And were you surprised by the things DeJounte said once he got out of Atlanta?
I wasn't surprised that he said it. I think I was more so surprised with how soon he said it. I mean, when that quote came out, you know, the Pelicans hadn't even played a regular season game yet. And you would have anticipated that sort of quote coming out, you know, before that first matchup on Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just been kind of a bit of tough luck for the guy ever since that quote came out. He had some family issues. He couldn't play in that made him questionable for the Pelicans opener. He ended up playing and then fractures his hand. So it's interesting how things have shaken out on that side of the trade. But I think on this side of the trade, you know, of course, Trey is going to be a little bit happier running the offense. He's embracing a leadership role. We've seen how he's kind of embraced a guy like Dyson Daniels and Zachary Sachet, taking them over to Oklahoma and hanging out with them over the off season. The vibes have been good. Obviously, losing does tend to affect the vibe, but even through this, things seem to still be pretty positive. We'll see how things, of course, shape up in December, January, when we're in the dog days of the season. But overall, I think that, you know, other than the injuries, you know, Trey is happy to be back out there trying to feed guys, trying to make the right play, and we're continuing to see him take steps on the defensive end. I think the big thing is just that consistency. He's still going to be one of the smaller guys on the court, but it's been fun to watch him kind of get back to the Trae Young that we're used to seeing, especially to start the season, averaging, what, like 26, 27 points per game through the first 8 games. Of course, yesterday's game against the Celtics was kind of a little bit of a bluster there. I think that's the first time since his second year in the league that he's only made one field goal in a game, and very, very rarely going to the line, if at all. I don't think he went to the line last night at all. So, you know, a 2-point night is just something that we're not used to. I don't think we'll see a lot of that, but I think it's just showing us how much the Hawks need some of those guys that are injured right now to get back into the rotation, get some more scoring on the floor, just because they're running with a very young, inexperienced team coming off the bench. I mean, if you look at it too, they don't even have Vic Krejci, who has been pretty good at impacting some of the playmaking that the Hawks have on the team. And he's certainly opened things up with just how he's able to consistently move the ball. They don't have Kobe Bufkin, who a lot of the people on the team anticipate will have a big year based on the work that he put in this offseason. The thing is, he's just got to stay healthy. Obviously, we talked about Bogey at the beginning of this segment here, and he's a knockdown shooter, especially the less he plays. So I think once, you know, things kind of bottom out a little bit more with some of these injuries, guys are back in the rotation a little bit more consistently, hopefully that will sort of even things out on the scoring, especially with the team's commitment to trying to be better on defense.
Lauren, before we let you go, it is Lauren Williams, guys. L-Dub joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Covers our Atlanta Hawks. They are back in action against the Knicks tomorrow. What about Onyeka Okongwu?
Yeah.
I mean, big O, double O, 18 points, 10 boards. But, you know, he's shown flashes. That first game, Mike, wasn't it the first game of the season where he came out and had 28? I think it was, Lauren, season high.
And we were saying, what's the ceiling?
High.
Right, right.
What do you think about how he's played so far?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I think, and I've said this to people on the beat before, if there was a way that the Hawks can somehow find a center that has Onyeka Okongwu's offensive tools and a center that has Clint Capella's defensive tools and just mash them into the into the same center, then they're pretty much set. But I think we're still seeing that case of why, in my opinion, Onyeka is not quite ready to be a starting center, especially when you look at him against a guy like Jonas Valanciunas, who's a big dude. You know, they've got a big center coming up in Cat tomorrow. He's just, you know, historically not been as strong as the Hawks need them or need him to be when he's facing some of those bigger guys. And so I think that's one of the reasons why you often see Clint kind of go back to Clint, especially in some of those defensive, you know, needed stops. But I think if you're getting him up against a guy who can stretch the floor a little bit more, who's a little bit more mobile, then, yeah, you make the case that he should be the guy that's getting a lot of minutes. But I think the fact that, you know, Quinn Snyder has often closed out games with Onyeka as opposed to Clint Capella should tell you kind of where he stands within the organization. But I think the big thing with Onyeka is he's just got to continue to be consistent.
Great job, Lauren. We'll see you down arena and continue to do a great job. Check out her stuff, guys. She covers the Hawks again for the AJC. Lauren, we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Lauren.
Mike. Lots of stuff with the trade deadline coming up in less than 30 minutes. But before we get to that, we got some guy talk on the way.
Yeah, man. All those videos went viral. A lot of folks going, wait a minute, that's excessive force there, Jacksonville PD.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.